Now, a Czech brewery is taking the country's leading consumer protection magazine to court over tests which detected high levels of mold in one of its brews. The Sviane brewery questions the accuracy of the findings, as additional testing did not find increased levels of mycotoxins in its beer. In an email leaked to the press, the brewery's manager also says that government subsidies for the magazine should be cut. Jan Richter has the story.
In its latest edition, the magazine D-Test published the results of tests of 50 Czech beer brands for the presence of mycotoxins, which are toxic chemicals produced by mold. Out of the 50 samples, 37 were found to contain high levels of the substance. Long-term consumption of mycotoxins can lead to health problems and negatively affect the immune system. The highest levels of mycotoxins, 85 micrograms per liter, were detected in Svianská Kněžna, a dark beer produced by the Sviany brewery. In a bid to defend its reputation, Sviany had this and its other brews tested and found that the levels of the substance were within norm. The brewery then filed a lawsuit against the consumer magazine and will also sue D-Test for tarnishing its name. Petra Winklerová is the brewery spokeswoman.
We sent samples of our beer for tests to find out whether any of our suppliers shipped us poor quality malt, but it turned out that we received no inferior malt because the levels of mycotoxins in our beer were much lower than given by D-Test.
The magazine could not be reached for comment, but its PR manager told the news website ihned.cz on Wednesday that they stood by their results and said that this was not the first time a producer had sued the magazine over its findings. Some experts have, however, expressed doubts about the brewery's argument. Jana Hajšlová from Prague's Institute of Chemical Technology is a specialist on food contaminants.
I don't see any rationale for the dispute because, to my knowledge, they always have a choice of laboratories which have high credit and they are accredited, which is another issue which is guaranteeing good results. So I don't have any doubts that beer with high DON level, deoxynivalenol mycotoxin level, was there. I don't have any doubt about that. And regarding the contradictory data from the other laboratory, there is no evidence about the identity of those batches or whatever.
A few years ago, Ms. Hajšlová herself tested hundreds of beer samples collected in various countries, including the Czech Republic. She believes that the D-Test found an anomaly, which could happen anywhere.
Czech beer was, let's say, average in terms of maximum levels, which we could see. This situation also fluctuates between the years because each year you have different climatic conditions, and those are closely connected with molds in barley and then in malt, etc. So I think that what happened is that outlier sample was detected to occur at the market. This was a worst case, obviously worst case, and obviously there was a poor quality of raw material, and I think this issue can't be in any case generalized. But what should be taken into account that the care about the quality of raw material should be always there.
D-Test each year received several million crowns in subsidies from the Ministry of Industry and Trade. In what seems an obvious retaliation, the director of the Sviany brewery has called on other Czech beer producers to lobby for cuts of the subsidies. When asked about the issue, the brewery spokeswoman said they saw nothing wrong with starting a debate about public funding for a consumer magazine that they believe does not provide a reliable service.
My thanks there to Jan Richter.